and I'm sitting opposite my good friend, Maria Wilkinson, who is an accomplished actress, a singer, an all-round thespian, and she's come here obviously because she wants to give a shameless plug to a show that she's in, but also because we just wanted a general chat. So, hello, Maria.
Hello, Kevin. You're very kind.
I know. It's often said. First of all, for people who may not know you, how did you get into this show business, Lark? Tell us your story.
Well, I started off at a very young age in Bradford, West Yorkshire, which is where I come from.
Yeah.
And I remember my grandma taking me to the theatre to see the pantomime at the Bradford Alhambra, which is a beautiful old theatre. And I was absolutely mesmerised. And from then, I decided that was my ambition. I actually wanted to dance on the Alhambra Theatre stage.
Yeah.
And so that's what really gave me my first interest, and I joined a dancing school from about the age of 8, and from then on, really, I never looked back. My first show wasn't actually at the Alhambra; it was at the Library Theatre, and it was My Fair Lady, and that I started off playing a street urchin. But before long, I was regularly dancing and acting at the Alhambra Theatre, and from then, really.
Yeah.
I haven't given it up or looked back. It's been fantastic.
So from the age of 8, you've been on the stage lots of times.
Lots and lots of times,
what,
yes.
Every single year you've been in shows.
Most years. I did have a break when I had left university at first and I got my first proper job.
Yeah.
Which involved me moving around the country. And I did that probably for about 7 or 8 years, actually. I lived in different places, and it was very difficult to get involved in anything then. So, yeah, I had a break then. But then I started again when I was in Guildford. There was a theatre company there called Just the Ticket Theatre Company, and it was advertised open auditions for a musical of Love on the Dole, which was it was being sort of pulled back together. It had been lost and not been done for many years, and it... a friend of mine pulled it back together again, and we put the show on. And in that, I had to do a clog dance, which was great, actually. And I had to pretend I was from Lancashire, which was...
Oh, dear.
That was probably my most difficult acting job, really.
Wish I'd seen that one.
Yeah, and then after that, when I moved to the island, again, there was something in the county press, open auditions for... I think it was Kismet at the time, over at Trinity Theatre, and I auditioned for that. And the show didn't actually go ahead, but... I did meet people, and from then it's been sort of pretty busy.
Okay.
So probably the last 11 years, been doing.
Is that when you
lot.
Came back to the island?
I've been here about 17 or 18 years, actually, but I had 3 children in a very small space of time.
Yeah.
And so I never got out of the house for 5 years, I don't think. But when they started to, get a little bit older, I think my youngest was about... 2 or 3 when I started doing shows again, and since then I've been regularly at different theatres and with different groups. Enjoyed it.
Do you love it as much as you always did?
I do, yeah absolutely. I mean, I've never done it professionally. It's always been a hobby, but it's very, very important to me, and I've always said it keeps me sane. And I mean, it's difficult for the family because I'm hardly ever in, but the alternative, if I'm not actually involved in anything and I'm sat at home, I'm not really a nice person to be around. And my husband will quite often say, is there not a show you can go and audition for?
What, you're pacing around the living room, are
you? Yeah. I don't like it if I haven't got a project,
It's a bit like an addiction, is it?
It is, really. It's the thrill of the chase. I think it's those, you just can't resist an audition, just in case.
I know. But you've got raised a family, you've also had a job. Can you tell us a bit about that side of it as well?
Because
many people might not know. So when you talked about this job where you were travelling around, what did you do?
Well, at that time, Kevin... Not a very widely known fact, I worked for a company called First Leisure as a temping bowling manager.
Did you?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Yeah.
And I managed bowling alleys and snooker clubs, actually, in various places. I lived in London, Colchester, Derby, Cardiff,
Wow.
And then eventually I went to Guildford when they opened the big Guildford Spectrum Leisure Complex there.
They were a big company, aren't they?
Yeah. And then I worked for the council, as I say, in Guildford. I left First Leisure and then went to work in Guildford, which was fabulous, really. A lovely place to live.
Yeah.
When I got married and moved to the island, I had to try and find something closer to home. So I took a job in Havant where I could commute.
Yeah.
And then a wonderful job, which I really enjoyed, actually, for 7 years. I was Arts Development Manager for the Isle of Wight Council.
Oh, lovely.
That was really good fun. And I got to meet lots of people at that time on the island and made lots of friends, which was good.
Okay.
But now I work for Spectrum Housing Group as Community Investment Manager.
Okay. Still travelling around?
Well, yes, I cover a region that goes down to Plymouth, so I'm quite often, you know, people who, my Facebook friends wonder, you know, quite often my update is I'm on a ferry or I'm in a traffic jam. Or,
yeah.
So,
I know.
So you're
a really busy person, aren't
Very
you?
Busy, yeah.
How on earth do you fit in all the rehearsals? I don't know how you do it.
I don't know. I mean, it's fortunate, really, because when I'm driving around, that's when I learn my lines.
Yeah.
And quite often I think, oh, great, I'm going to Exeter next week. It'll give me a chance to learn my lines because I record them all and then I play them as I'm driving.
Yeah.
And that's really, really helpful. You know, otherwise I'm, you know, just, it's wasted time, I feel, when you're driving places. But if I use that time learning lines, it's great.
I seem to remember, well, we were just saying that I first met you when we were in the Crucible together, which was my first ever play since I left school. And I'm sure you said to me you were really pleased to get that part because it was like serious drama.
Yep.
And is that right? That you'd often ended up with parts that were more musical or comedy or something?
Well, up until that point, I'd always done musicals because I started off as a dancer.
Yeah.
So I used to have to audition for the dancers in Bradford. It would take all day and hundreds of people would turn up. It was really quite competitive, you know, for the dancers at the Alhambra. So I used to dance in musicals, but I spend a lot of time stood in the wings watching the actors and thinking, one day I'll be brave enough to do that.
Yeah.
I did have a couple of parts in musicals, but then the first play I actually did was at Trinity Theatre, and it was Abigail's Party.
Oh, yes.
Which we revised, did we not, Kevin, a few years later.
We did half of it, didn't we?
We did, yeah, which was a great play, but again, it was comedy.
Yeah.
And then whilst I was in that, I auditioned for The Crucible, and that was the first serious play I've ever done, really.
Yeah.
So, but since then, I've really enjoyed the serious side of theatre. The last play I was in was A Streetcar Named Desire, which is my absolute favourite.
And that got brilliant reviews as well, didn't it?
It's just a brilliant play. Yeah. Really enjoyed doing that. So, yeah.
I bet you miss it still, don't you?
It will always be a part of me now, Streetcar Named. And actually, for my 50th birthday, which is this year, I've booked a holiday to go to New Orleans, where it was filmed. Yeah,
fantastic.
So, yeah.
So it obviously means a lot to you.
It
that
does.
One.
Yeah, and I've read a lot around Tennessee Williams and his writing, some great writing. Some not so great writing later on, but that's definitely one of his one of his classics.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Really.
So there you go, Tenpin Bowling.
Tenpin Bowling,
right, let's go. well, thanks.
And I did actually once score 286.
No.
And the maximum score is 300. Yeah.
Wow. So not 300 then?
No, never did that. But
all right. Oh, brilliant. Thanks for me. Anyway, you're here to give a shameless plug to your next show,
which
is a bit of a legend, this one.
It
so
really
I'm going
is.
To make them wait, though.
Okay, shall
so
we?
So shall we play a bit of Take That?
Oh, my favourite.
You want to sing along? I'll leave the microphone on for you. We'll be back in a sec when we'll be talking to Maria again. Yeah, could it be magic? That was Take That. This is Kevin on the Monday Magazine with you till 4, chatting away to Maria, trying to get a word in. And Maria, the time has come. You're sitting there gazing at the poster for your next show. And this is pretty legendary stuff in the making, isn't it? Because tonight, Maria, you are going to be
Macbeth.
No.
Yes. Never in a million years did I ever think I would be playing Macbeth, but yes.
Okay, yes. Tell us all about it.
Well, it's a small cast, 8 people, I believe. Mm. I don't think they've all been at rehearsal yet, but yeah, there's 8 of us, all female cast doing a... it's all true to the text of Macbeth, but it is a different sort of an unusual take on it.
Okay.
I might sort of describe
without
it as.
Giving too much away.
Without giving too much away.
Okay.
It's billed as a feminist punk production.
Right.
Which, with us all being women, is, it's probably the reason why.
Yeah.
And we're doing it in the crypt at Aspire on Dover Street, which is the old Trinity Church.
In Ryde. Yeah.
So it's quite an unusual setting. It's an unusual way to do it with 9 women.
Yeah.
All very well-known Ireland actors in their own right.
Yeah.
I'm really enthusiastic about it. Okay. Joe Plum is our director.
Yeah.
And anybody who knows Joe or has seen any of his work will realise that he's... Yeah. It's very creative.
Yeah.
You never quite know what's coming next.
Yeah.
But all in all, I think it's going to be very entertaining.
Okay. Is it a full-length version of Macbeth, would you say?
It's not quite, because with it being a smaller cast, some of the smaller characters have been taken out.
Yeah.
It is a bit shorter.
Yeah.
Probably lasts a couple of hours.
Yeah.
The whole thing together, so it's okay. It's a decent length. All the bits that everybody will expect to see in Macbeth are all in there.
Yeah.
Very true to the original text, but just done in a different way.
Yeah. And you were saying that this is the first Shakespeare you've ever done.
It's the first Shakespeare I've ever done.
How has the experience been, would you say?
Well, I love it. I actually, I studied Macbeth for my GCSEs. Well, I think they were called them O-levels in those days, didn't they, Kevin? I really enjoyed it then. I saw a couple of professional versions of Macbeth. And my daughter, Becky, just this year, played Lady Macbeth in the school Shakespeare Festival.
Did she?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So we went to see her do that. And again, it was brilliant. And then when I got a call from Joe saying, do you want to be in Macbeth? I went, oh, yeah, all right then.
He says,
will you play Macbeth? And I thought, what? it's been really good. Obviously, lots of dialogue to learn, and nothing like I've ever learned before. But a lot of it still stuck. I remembered a lot of it from school years, and I do love it. So that helps.
They do say that about Shakespeare's language, don't they? They all seem so inaccessible to start with, but once you get programmed in, it's actually easier to learn.
It's easier to remember, yeah. It's amazing how you can sort of learn.
Because there's a rhythm to it, isn't there?
There's a rhythm. It's very descriptive.
Yeah.
I mean, the starting point is understanding what it is that you're saying,
which,
is not always obvious.
No.
But once you've established that, it's very easy to learn. The problem with it is you can stumble on one word. You know, if it's a word that you're not used to saying in a sentence, and you forget that word, the whole thing, you can't improvise or ad lib.
No.
Shakespeare.
No.
So you really do need to learn.
No, you can't drop in a bit of Bradford dialect, can you?
No, you just wouldn't work. I think people would spot it a mile off. Yeah.
You can't say Macbeth saying Oek.
No, wouldn't work at all.
So when's it on, Maria?
It's on from, I'm just checking the dates, it's from the 3rd, Wednesday the 3rd
of
to
June.
Saturday the 6th of June. Just 4 nights, and there's only 40 tickets available at each performance.
Okay.
It's quite a small space.
Yeah.
Great space to do Macbeth in, but and the audience, just to warn anybody who's thinking of coming, do need to move between different rooms as well. There's an element of different locations.
Yeah, so a bit of a promenade.
We take the crowd with us on our journey, which sort of requires moving from one room to the other.
Sounds really good.
But it is very good, and there's some sort of interesting twists, but I won't give too much away.
No, don't.
But I'm sure anybody who likes Macbeth and or anybody studying Macbeth, actually.
Yeah.
I know, because my daughter's studying Macbeth at college, and at school, they have to do reviews on different productions of it. So this is definitely a different production.
Okay. And how do people get hold of tickets, Maria?
The tickets are available online. It's South Bank Theatre Company, which is all one word.
Yeah.
.ticketsource.co.uk.
So South Bank Theatre Company, all one word.
.ticketsource.co.uk.
And it's June the 3rd to
June
the 6th. 6th.
Yeah, tickets are £8 for adults and £6 for students.
A bargain.
Bargain, absolutely. Lots of words for your money there.
Yeah. Do you know all your words yet?
I do.
Way,
more or
well,
less.
Good for
yeah.
You.
So
good for
more
you.
Or less, there's just a couple, as I said, a couple of parts where I do trip up. But yeah, I'm feeling quite pleased with how it's sinking in now. So
yeah.
My 12-year-old daughter Kate has been very helpful in helping me with my cues.
Well done, Kate.
Well done, Kate.
Yeah. Round of applause for Kate. And that was a lovely link for me, because my final little bit of questioning was going to be about your children, because you've got, is it three daughters?
Three girls.
Three
yeah.
girls. And they're pretty talented too, aren't they?
Well, I think so.
Tell us, cause is it Emma who's a musician?
Yeah, Emma's at Platform One.
Yeah.
She's studying BTEC diploma in music.
Yeah.
And Per's in a band and does
What's
solo
it called?
Work as well. Cage White.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she's also, they've got a gig at the Wishing Well actually coming up as a Fleetwood Mac cover band.
Okay.
At the end of the month. So that's, she gets involved in all sorts of things, but she's doing music, so she's our musician. And then Becky, my middle daughter, is quite sort of, she's very high up, really, in her ballet levels and things.
Okay.
And
he's
a very keen ballet dancer. And Kate's a keen dancer as well, and she's just started playing the piano. So, fingers crossed, we
Brilliant.
Might, you know...
Yeah, fantastic.
She might follow in the footsteps of the other two, which
But you're
nice.
Such a busy family, aren't you? Creative as well.
Yeah. And my poor husband, I'd like to say a word for him.
Go on.
Bless him, yeah. Well, he, you know, he's very supportive of everything we do.
Yeah.
And obviously, that's really important, because there's a lot of running around.
Yeah, I bet. Okay, that's fantastic. Well, it's lovely to talk to you
again.
Nice
to talk to you as well, Kate.
Thanks for coming in. Yeah. I'm going to shut off your microphone now so you can't say anything else. Yeah, that was Maria chatting about Macbeth, which is coming up June the 3rd to the 6th at Aspire in Ryde. And tickets are at South Bank Theatre Company. ticketsource.co.uk. So hurry up and get some, because there's only 40 tickets per night.